RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. It's the Thursday program. MP with you here. Megan filling in. Welcome aboard, Megan. We got a fun one to start with today, all right? The NFL combines this week, which is an uneventful time where prospective college athletes come and get measured, get weighed, and lift weights and run. The NFL has turned this into a 7-day media extravaganza because they are the best in the world at doing this. That's happening, and these guys have a late draft pick, so we're not into that. Tempers flared at the NFL Combine yesterday, and it had nothing to do with the athletes or the players. There was a report yesterday from Jordan Schultz. Bleacher Report said Tom Brady hosted Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford at a ski resort in Montana to try to convince him to leave the Rams and come play for the Las Vegas Raiders, which Tom Brady owns. All right. The thing about that is that may or may not be legal. There's tampering rules. If a team has a player under contract, you're not allowed to go try to convince them to join your team instead. So Ian Rappaport, who is the NFL Network reporter, put out there that's not at all what happened. They both were vacationing at the same ski resort, happened to bump into each other, chatted for a few minutes. Nothing happened.
Seems a bit sketchy.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I bumped into a friend at a Montana ski resort.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it
happens all the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, you just accidentally bump into a friend at a Montana ski resort, and they now rich people. They're not like us, but
They not like us.
But are they all vacationing at the same ski resort in Montana? That's for you to decide. Last night at the combine, the two reporters confronted each other in the lobby of the JW Marriott Hotel, exchanged words, had a, quote, verbal altercation, according to reports from the scene, in the Starbucks at the JW Marriott
lobby.
Not in the Starbucks. We haven't gotten to the twist yet.
Okay.
Jordan Schultz, the reporter who broke this story, is the son of Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks. Yeah.
Okay, I'm making the connections here.
The founder of Starbucks has a kid. He is an NFL insider for Bleacher Report.
Okay.
We all do different things with our life. Does he get free Starbucks? Presumably. I don't know. He's in the Starbucks, goes over to Ian Rappaport, tells him, get out of my space. And Ian Rappaport pushes back.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got reporter beef at the NFL Combine.
And he's like, he's probably like, what authority do you have to kick me out of Starbucks? And he's like, well, I'm the son of...
It's just an incredible twist on the whole story. And Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, the NFL Network is owned by the NFL, which, conspiracy theory, would presumably have an interest in not having it, its most famous former player breaking the rules to try to get Matthew Stafford to a new team.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got a tangled web here of different connect. And that's
all over the place.
I will say this. I think Ian Rappaport is above board in his reporting. But when you work for the league, we're going to ask those questions when these stories come up. Wow, he says it's not a big deal at all. Interesting, because that would be really convenient for the NFL if it turned out to not be a big deal. Because if he leaves for the Raiders, now are the Rams gonna sue? Or are they gonna, you know, what are they gonna do?
How do they handle that?
Could losing their player because Tom Brady flew him to a ski resort to hang out with him? That's not good for anybody. And Tom Brady's an announcer now. Yeah. So we've got that on top of it as well. He did the Super Bowl on TV, and he owns a part of a team.
Yeah.
And he's bumping into Matthew Stafford at ski resorts and convincing him to join teams.
This is just all over the place.
Heck of a soap opera here.
It really is.
And now the reporters are fighting, which is, it's not common, but it's not uncommon. Did I see two reporters fight once outside a bar in Richmond during training camp? Maybe.
Really?
That's stories for the book down the line. just saying,
yeah,
there's tensions. It happens. You got a guy who's going on national TV saying this other guy's a liar.
Yeah, I'm sure it happens a lot. I mean, you never know, like, oh, so-and-so got the story before I got it. So-and-so's lying about me. Like, you know, there's so many different ways.
Sure.
That they
Everybody
start
wants
fight.
Tom Brady to return their calls. See, Tom Brady, right?
Hey,
why don't you put out there this story's not a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to do that because you want Tom Brady to return your calls because he's Tom Brady. Matthew Stafford, he just wants to play quarterback. He's already moved teams once. Now the Rams seem to be moving towards a rebuild. I don't understand why in the world he would want to go to the Raiders. Doesn't feel like there's great potential there. But if the skiing's good and you get to hang out with Tom Brady,
not a bad deal.
Hey, not a bad deal. Exactly.
I'd probably do it too.
So we're off and running at the NFL Combine. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday, Washington Commanders coach. Most interesting thing out of the Dan Quinn press conference. He was asked about a couple guys who I'm curious about this offseason as well. Mikey Sanristil, who was the corner. He was the nickel corner. He was an outside corner. He was a slot corner. He kind of did it all last year I don't know that he has a position locked down for next year yet. And Brandon Coleman, who is the offensive lineman, he had himself a very nice rookie season. Third-round draft pick, ended up as the starting left tackle, but there's discussion, does he need to move inside? Is he a guard? Which is what most NFL teams felt out of college, was that he was a guard. He held his own, he did well, but can you improve at that position? It's hard to do, but if you move him to guard, is there room to improve the whole rest of the line? And Dan Quinn said, on both of them, we like that they can play a lot of positions, which is the right answer for this time of year, because he doesn't know what ingredients he's going to be cooking with this coming season. He doesn't know if he's going to get new left tackles. He doesn't know if he's going to get new corners. The one thing I'd say is this. Sanristil, I think, is in line to be an outside corner ahead of Marshawn Lattimore right now. And I know they're pumping up the Marshawn Lattimore tires here. And, oh, you know, he was just hurt. And, he was pressing. I trust him more than I trust Marshawn Lattimore at this juncture of the offseason. I think you got to go get at least one more corner. I just don't think you can assume Lattimore is going to put it together. If he does, that's fantastic. If he doesn't, you got an issue here, right? You got a situation where there aren't enough corners to fill out this roster with the free agency. So I think they'll go get some guys. Dan Quinn, stay out of Starbucks, stay safe, get back from the combine in one piece. We appreciate that. It's the Thursday program. We've got a lot of fun today. Three guests for you. Loaded lineup. Gary Hess drops by in a few. Lane Casadante at 10:30. He was in the house as VCU smashed the Spiders on Tuesday night. Very nice win for VCU. They head to Davidson, take on Davidson on Friday night, or not head to Davidson. Davidson heads here Friday night at the Stew. That's tomorrow night. You'll hear right here on your home of the Rams, 910 The Fan. Parney joins us at 11. It is Nutsy's Block Party Saturday.
Fun
fact about Saturday, first day of March.
Oh my gosh.
It has arrived. Baseball weather today.
Yeah.
Baseball in the air. Baseball at the Diamond. He'll get us ready for Nutsy's block party. All the fun things the Flying Squirrels have. Promotional calendar coming out. I think the promotional schedule is a bigger deal than the regular schedule.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing Binghamton. They're playing Erie. But what am I going to get for free when I walk in? That's what I care about. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. what the fans need to know.
I'm just trying to get in to play the music again this season.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
I hope you, last season at the Diamond.
Oh, that was so fun. It was such a good experience.
They're going to open the new stadium next year, so you got to play that one, too.
I know. I'm excited for that, too.
Multi-venue artist here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take your calls, 833-804-0910. Gary Hess first up, and we'll let you know that tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, tickets go on sale for Whiskey Myers at the Allianz Amphitheater at Riverfront Richmond. This is Saturday, July 26th. Tickets on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. We'll be giving them away all next week. Tune in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to win tickets to see Whiskey Myers. It's the What We Were Born to Do tour with special guests Josh Malloy and the Drop Teens, Saturday, July 26th at the Allianz Amphitheater downtown. Your place to win, your home for the Rams. We'll do it all today. Gary Hess on the other side.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Home stretch, half an hour with you. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. VCU basketball back in action tomorrow night. We're teaching Megan about Firefest. It's been a very, very educational day.
Really has.
It's been an educational day.
I don't know how I missed this one.
I don't know how you missed this either.
Well, I think back to where I would have been around the time that it all went down, and I was really in touch with pop culture and stuff. So I genuinely don't know how I missed how I flew under the radar with that one.
That is my thing as well. Yeah. We may never know. That's all right though. We'll go into Clifford's office later. Ask him.
Does he know?
I'd love to know.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him.
I would love to know. Ovechkin's 12 goals away. Washington Capitals play here as well. As we did, I feel like I've gone the whole day without mentioning Alex Ovechkin. He plays tonight at home against the St. Louis Blues, 7 o'clock. As he chases history, 12 goals away from becoming the greatest goal scorer of all time. We spent the first segment was an NFL segment, allegedly. We just ended up spending it talking about Tom Brady and the Starbucks kid getting verbally assaulted in the Starbucks in Indianapolis, which is the main story. Make no mistake. I have no regrets. I don't regret spending a whole segment on that story. Phenomenal story. Another NFL story coming out yesterday that, I think is misleading. The NFL is adding a system to electronically measure first downs in 2025. Instead of bringing the chain gang out with the sticks and the chains and all that. Because some of you sent this to me congratulating me, which is great, because I've asked for this for a long time. This is actually not what I've asked for, though, if you dig into this. Yeah, what I've asked for is a chip in the football. If you put a GPS chip in the football.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, they put these RFID chips, they put them in broccoli now. Like, it's not a big... Like, you go to the grocery store, like, the box of cereal has an RFID chip.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Chip in the ball. the player gets tackled. It tells you where the ball is. Did he get the first down or not get the first down? That's not what this is. this is the referee comes in, does the thing we've done since 1902, did the thing that like Teddy Roosevelt did, where they're like, ah, I think the ball is here-ish, and they set it down. And then the computer measures, is that spot a first down or not?
Mm.
That's not the part that anybody was complaining about. Nobody was complaining about the part where they bring the sticks out and see if it's a first down or not. Mm. That's an exciting moment in football. That's a, like, of the non-football things that happen at a football game, I actually think that's one of the better ones. You got the guys coming out, they're wearing the stripes and they're trying to hustle, but, you know, they're not, like, there's no fitness test for those guys. You know, sometimes it takes a second. They plant the first one and they stretch the second one out. Ah, it's a first down. Everybody goes wild. Or he's short. And you know, the ref holds up this much, you know, holds up the 2 inches this much away. We're going to play fourth down. That, nobody was complaining about that part of football. That's good theater. I like good theater. What we're complaining about is when the player is tackled and it looks like he clearly has a first down or doesn't. And then the ref runs in and is like, that was a lot. Wow. 22 guys were just running really fast and tackling each other here. We think the ball goes here. That's the part we've always complained about. That part hasn't changed. They took out the good part and they're keeping the bad part. So electronic measuring of first downs is a thing I've been yelling for. Apparently, I should have been more specific. Apparently, I was not being specific enough in my request of what it should look like to electronically measure first downs. I know what 10 yards is. We all know what 10 yards looks like. I want to know where the ball is when the guy gets tackled. That's what I want. And we're still a ways away from it. In hockey, they track the puck. In baseball, they track everything about the baseball. The pitch angle, the launch angle, the velocity, the spin, the pitch FX. They know everything about the baseball. They know where the baseball is at all times and what it's doing and how it's spinning and how fast it's moving. You're telling me we can't do that with a football? You're telling me we can't get that technology? I think we can get that technology.
I think so.
Not this year, though. NFL debating the rules. They're also debating changing overtime in the regular season to include both teams get the ball, which I am against. I also think, though, that when they pass that, that will sort itself out because we're seeing a normalization of teams going for two in big moments. We're seeing a normalization of... You're down one. You just scored a touchdown at the end of the game, going for two. Which, you know, there are moments where you feel like you have all the momentum, or there's a compelling reason to continue the game. In most moments, though, a 2-point conversion remains a 50-50 possibility. In most situations, it's best to just take your coin flip right there and end it and not play more professional football. Especially in the 17-game season, especially in the extended season, these are important things to keep in mind as well. That, like, if they add to overtime, if they make more overtime, it's just going to incentivize coaches to go to overtime less, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. Obviously, it'll be different in the postseason, but it'll be different. It'll be different year to year as you have different coaches, different strategies. I think most of the younger coaches, most of the Sean McVay club, are coming around on the wisdom of let's play less football, not more football. They can change the overtime rules if they want. I think it'll just incentivize more regulation football, which I like anyway. I think 3 hours is the right amount of time for a football game. I feel pretty good about that. When the game's sprawl, when you get a 3.5-hour, 4-hour game, like college football's too long. Gary Hess was in here going to bat for college baseball. I like college baseball. It's too long, though. So I like keeping the games nice and tight. And if that incentivizes ending the games earlier, sure. I'm on board with that. Combine continues today. We've already heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, both of those guys. So no major Commanders news yet to come. Obviously, the action is in the Starbucks in Indianapolis, where the newsmakers gather at the JW Marriott. VCU basketball tomorrow night on The Fan against Davidson. Reed Bailey is Davidson's best player. He's averaging 19.5 points per game. That rounds up to 20. He's the last legit contender. He's the final boss here for Max Schulga on his quest to be a 10 player of the year. There's nobody else with a legitimate claim right now. If Reed Bailey comes in here, has the night of his life, and beats VCU, we're going to have a discussion on our hands. If he doesn't, if VCU wins this game, Max Schulga does what he's been doing defensively, I think we can put this one to bed with a week to go in the season, declare Max Schulga the best player on the best team in the A-10, give him that award, which he is very deserving of. We're 2 weeks away, we're 13 days away from Pillow Fight Wednesday at the A-10 tournament, where the league's worst teams all play for the right to participate in the part of the tournament we care about. In 2 weeks, it'll be Thursday, and then on Friday, they got rid of the bye day, which I love. No more bye day at the A-10 tournament, just basketball, basketball, basketball. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're awaiting the VCU game time. I'm going to be really mad if Mason somehow sneaks into the one seed. We settled it on the court. Mason's got an easier schedule. VCU could absolutely lose one of these final three, Davidson, Duquesne, and Dayton. If Mason runs the table and they end up with the one seed, that would be a bit of a travesty of justice to me. Last night, a lot of A-10 action. Dayton beats Rhode Island convincingly, and we ask ourselves once again, how in the world did Dayton lose all those games they lost in January? Zero idea. I'm paid to watch. I got no clue what happened there. How in the world did they let that? Anthony Grant is not on the hot seat because they know better at Dayton. That's the definition of we can't do better than this. But man, how enormously frustrating is that? You're the only team in the conference that punched a tourney ticket in the at-large. You give it all away in a brutal January, not able to get it back. George Mason, as mentioned, they were neck and neck with Fordham in the second half. They pulled away. If Mason gets the one seed, I'm gonna be salty about it. Hopefully the Rams take care of business. It's not a big deal. Shout out to UVA. Big win over Wake Forest last night. Wake Forest is the fourth best team in the ACC. They're on the outside looking in the tourney right now. Three tourney teams in the ACC. Duke, whose national title good, everybody sees it. Clemson, who's Sweet 16 good, and everybody sees that. And Louisville, who's a bit more of an enigma. Just three coming from the ACC, though. It's not going to help Wake Forest losing to UVA. Ron Sanchez isn't going to get enough credit because he's going to be fired the day after the season ends, if not in the locker room right after the season ends. He kept this team together. They played hard. They liked him. It didn't happen for him. They're going to hire a new coach, but he's not going to get the credit he deserves in the end. Same with Mike Young, who had a brutal non-conference, has steadied the ship. Toby Lawal's playing really well. They've been competitive in games as well. Tech women sitting on the tourney bubble, they've got an eventful couple of weeks as well. Clemson crushed Notre Dame last night. I continue to maintain that is a good basketball team. And then St. Joseph's beats the Bonnies. The Bonnies always travel well to D.C. I think we're going to have a fun few days of fan bases mingling and some good basketball. I don't know that it'll be high-caliber basketball, but I think it'll be fun basketball. Next week, of course, A-10 women take the court in Henrico at the Henrico Sports and Events Center. That starts next weekend. That's always a fun event. UR will defend its title there. They've been steamrolling everybody this year. The Spiders women's team has been playing some phenomenal basketball. If you missed any of our guests today, Gary Hess, Lancasadante, and Parney all joined us. Lovely program. We'll post it to the podcast. You just search MP on the mic. It ends up in your feed every single day. We're back. We're cross-talking with AWOD. We'll wrap this thing up. You're listening to the home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's Thursday. Let's check in with our friend Lane Casadana. He's the sports director at CBS 6. Been all around town. It's a busy time of year for sports. Lane, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Michael. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I think I'm a time traveler.
You're not in Phoenix anymore. Tell me about talking.
No, I am not. That is a harsh reality this morning.
It's not bad this morning, though, at least. You're getting a little something out of the weather today. You talked to Justin Verlander last week. How's he doing?
It's interesting what experience and perspective will do for you. Justin, admittedly, throughout his career, and most particularly when he was younger, he used the phrase he used to have blinders on when it came to getting ready for the season and his singular focus and purpose. And he's changed now. I think that with age comes a little bit of wisdom. He was very candid about how much he is looked at as a mentor to this young Giants pitching staff out in San Francisco. I asked him why this was the right move for him at this point in his career. He's never pitched in the National League. This was the very first time he had ever been to the Cactus League for spring training. So this was all completely foreign and new to him. And he really believes in the vision that Buster Posey has brought to the Giants organization. And Buster reached out to him. They wanted him for a number of different reasons. He's coming off, he's coming off a couple of injuries, had Tommy John surgery a couple years ago. He without coming out and saying it, I think he really realizes that this might be his last best shot to get to 300 wins. He needs 38 more. He won't do it this year, obviously. Even with two good years, it's going to be tough to get to that level. But the Giants believe in him. He believes in what they're doing, and Buster Posey really sold the opportunity to him, and that's why he's on the West Coast this year.
Cool to see him get that opportunity and embrace the age, the wisdom, all those things, because he's got a lot to offer those young guys. If he wants to swing by AA and offer a few pointers, we wouldn't turn that down either. I know he's not trying to get to AA this year, but we'd love to have him.
Well, and the guys that he's mentoring are all guys that have come through here the last two or three years. Logan Webb, Hayden Birdsong, Carson Seymour, Carson Ragsdale. A lot of the guys that have put in a lot of innings on the mound at the Diamond are now being called on. If they are not in the Giants rotation, then they are in the bullpen or they are going to be some sort of support. And I got the chance to talk to three or four of them out there. And they're all like kids at Christmas. It's like having another coach on the staff. You have a three-time Cy Young winner and a former MVP standing behind you as you throw your live BP sessions. And even the hitters go to talk to him just to say, hey, what do you see here? Or what are they trying to do here? And Justin just sits and takes it all in. And he is very forthcoming with his observations and his critiques and his suggestions for everybody that will listen.
That's super cool. WTVR.com to see Lane's feature on him from down at spring training. Last pitcher to join the 300 win club, Randy Johnson in 2009, who did it in D.C. against the Nationals. I was at that game that day. It was raining. They were determined to get Randy Johnson to 300 that day. The umpire did his Enrico Palazzo and just started ringing up batters like, we get to fifth inning, get to the fifth inning. All right, we got ourselves an official game. Take your time, everybody. You follow baseball more than me. It feels like if Verlander can do it, he might legitimately be the last pitcher to ever do it under these rules.
Yes, because just because of the way pitchers are used now, they're not used the way they used to be. And they throw more, and I use this euphemism not as a criticism, but they throw more junk, right? Like there's more split finger and circle change, and some guys are throwing a screwball. You see the torque and the spin rate, which is a very hot statistic that they all look at. They are trying to put more spin on the ball than ever. And that, the human body can only withstand so much. So he is probably going to be the last pitcher that has a real good shot at it in my lifetime anyway, for certain.
Yeah.
300 is, 300 is out there, and I don't think anybody – it's going to take a Herculean effort and an incredibly special talent to even come close to getting there in the way baseball is played now.
And I want to talk about basketball with you, but this show's never known for staying on topic, because I got to ask you, the Yankees allowing beards, what's going on with your team, Lane?
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Well, we don't have enough time for this. We do not have enough time for this. One of the great things about – two great things about the Yankees. You know how you can tell a poser Yankee fan is the one that has the jersey with the name on the back. I just want to smack the hell out of him every time I see him. Like, three, root. No, 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 no. And you know what? There was one major league team that had a roster that didn't look homeless, and now that's going to go the way of the dodo as well. So I don't get. Apparently, hitting a curveball is not the hardest thing to do in sports. Apparently, the hardest thing to do in sports is to buy a razor and actually know how to use it.
Like Cassidy, I want to co-sign that. I'm not a Yankees fan, as you know, but there's something to be said for tradition, and I enjoyed that tradition. We should talk about basketball, though. VCU Davidson tomorrow night. I think we will wrap up the debate on who the A-10 Player of the Year is, because it seems like the only competition Max Schulga has right now is Reed Bailey. He's averaging 20 points a game at Davidson. Obviously, a win would put that debate to bed. If Davidson pulls the upset, we can have the discussion. But it feels like Max Schulga's having one of the all-time great VCU seasons, and yet because of Joe Bamisil, because of his star power, because of Zeb, who's been around forever, because of, you know, Luke Bamboye blocking shots left and right, it feels like maybe Max isn't quite getting the amount of love you'd expect given how good he's been this year.
But because, you know, we in the media and fans, we always look for the shiny thing. We always go to points per game. And that's nowhere near being the only criteria for a player's value to a team. This is probably why the coaches vote on this, and they're not allowed to vote for their own player. But if you look at what Max Schulga does during the game, he's frequently asked to lock down the other team's top scorer on defense. If he doesn't have to score 20 points a game because, as you said, VCU is so deep with their scoring with Jack Clark and Joe Bamisil and even Zeb Jackson off the bench and Phil Russell, they don't call on Max to do that. He shoots at an incredibly high rate. He also hands out assists. He gets rebounds. If you ask the coaches, you know, for true value, Max is going to win without a doubt because of so many things he does so well. So looking at points per game, you can't always go towards that. And when the coaches vote, they're going to take a lot more into consideration when determining who gets that award this year. And I think you're right. I don't even think, you know, if Davidson were to pull off the upset, okay, yeah, maybe they have a conversation if that kid goes off for 35 points. Now, that yep. would be something to do in the Siegel Center, would yep. get him some votes. But no, for the whole body of work, it's Max Schulga's award to lose.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal all season, and Ryan Odom will tell you, he's focused on the defense to the detriment of his offense sometimes, but it's what the team's needed, and he's given them that lift in those key moments. Number one seed right now in the A-10. They'll have to work hard to hold that, though. Davidson, Duquesne, and Dayton all on deck. It's not going to be an easy stretch to the finish line here. Lane Castellani's got it all on CBS 6. Hampton Sydney goes down last night. Randolph-Macon's still alive in the ODAC. We'll be doing CAA tournament in the coming days as well. Lots of action this time of year. What are you working on over at WTVR?
Yeah, all that and everything else as well. Don't forget the high schools are in the regional final stage. We will have the state championships here at the Siegel Center in another week and a half or so. The A-10 women's tournament pulls into town next week. So it's one of the busiest times of the year, but what gets all of us through is the fact that Masters promos started on CBS about 3 weeks ago, and that is the surest sign that spring is around the corner that you'll ever find.
The azaleas are blooming in Augusta, Georgia. We look forward to the tradition unlike any other. High school basketball, shout out to Lainey Grant, by the way, who put up a casual 19 against Louisville the other day. She's actually supposed to still be in school right now.
yeah.
Left a year early and is only on a top 10 team putting up 19.
Well, it's like we talked about Cooper Flagg doing all those things for Duke at the beginning of the season. And, oh, by the way, yeah, he's still 17. He didn't turn 18 until December. So, you know, every once in a while you get one of those freaks of nature that you just have to sit back and you know, you just have to, if you don't even enjoy it because you're not a Duke fan, you must appreciate it because athletes like this don't come around all the time.
I begrudgingly agree with Lane Casadante. Lane's got it all covered, WTVR, CBS 6. Look that up, and great time to be covering sports in the great city of Richmond, Virginia. Lane, have a great weekend.
All right, Mike, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, we're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Fan and 105.1 FM.
That's great moments in show history right there. Lane Casadante weighing in on the Yankees allowing beards for their players. Lane had strong opinions. We'll put that in the best stuff folder right there.
Bro went off.
had some thoughts. It's the most controversial thing in baseball.
The most.
the Yankees facial hair policy. He's a fan. I love it. He drew my attention to something that had gone off my radar for a little while because I assumed it wouldn't happen. Justin Verlander chasing 300 wins in Major League Baseball, which genuinely, when Randy Johnson got it in 2009, the question was, will this ever happen again? And here we are 15, 16 years later, and he's going to have to work for it. Two more seasons of successful baseball, two more seasons at 20 wins a year, which is hard to do these days. Can he do it? Maybe. I don't know. But the fact that he's got a chance is pretty dang impressive. Megan's filling in. We got Wendy's brought us Thin Mint Frosties.
Yeah.
So it's good to be in radio today.
Very good to be in radio.
And I prefer the vanilla Frosty to the chocolate. But I'm seeing the Thin Mint right up there. That's a quality product.
So I don't get Frosties that often, so it shows you what I know, but I didn't know there was a vanilla Frosty.
So I think it rotates. They do like rotating flavor of the
that
month.
Makes kind sense.
You used to just be vanilla or chocolate. Now it's like salted caramel or, you know, strawberry or like whatever they want to do that month.
I need a coffee one. I'm sure there's probably been one at some point, but that's what I need.
I would think they make a coffee one. For sure, I would think.
Because that's the one thing I was thinking when I was trying this. The Thin Mint is really good. I don't know that I would want to mix it with coffee, but I was looking at it. I'm like, it needs something. It needs a little coffee.
It needs a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's Girl Scout cookie season, too. All these Girl Scout products everywhere, are they detracting from the cookies? Are they enhancing the cookie sales? I don't know.
That's a good question. I never looked at it like that.
I also know all these Girl Scouts are around. It's like, we're trying to sell, like, 10,000 boxes of cookies. It's like,
yes.
That's a huge number.
Yeah, no.
I'll take one.
My family's part of it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a student that's selling Girl Scout cookies, and so like I want to support her. She's super sweet. She's actually going to be the flower girl at my wedding, so I'm excited about that. And I do love my Thin Mints, so I was like, all right, give me a box of Thin Mints. And so then I go to my fiance. I was like, do you want anything? And he's like ordering like five boxes. So we are part of that.
All right,
we are part of the Girl Scout supporters, just buying all the cookies.
I love the Samoas. It's the Samoas for me.
Yeah, I think we did get some of those too. I don't know. I'm just a classic Thin Mint. That's all I eat. All I need.
Don't mess with success. Yeah. Is what I say. Yeah. Wild finish last night in Maryland. Maryland's good at basketball. Michigan State's good at basketball. And Maryland's got the ball, tie game, 55 all, with about 10 seconds left. Here's how it ended.
Gotta go. Gillespie for three. Goal or no. Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. Holloman from half court to win it on the road.
The Maryland kid, and I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. Clearly the goal is take the game-winning shot. But he shoots the game-winning shot with 5 seconds left, which is actually too many seconds left. Like, he's too early to shoot the game-winning shot. He misses. The Michigan State kid grabs the rebound and has time to heave it down the court. And it goes.
That's crazy.
And it goes.
That's the most stressful play.
It is. That's the toughest way to lose at home.
Uh-huh.
Because if you've got the ball in a tie game and you're shooting the last shot, you're mentally conditioning yourself. If we win, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And if you don't make the shot, we're going to go to overtime. And that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your mind, coming out of that huddle, the two outcomes, one's positive and one's neutral.
Yeah.
There are no negative outcomes.
It's not bad.
No negative outcomes. And then dude picks up your rebound, heaves it across the court, and it goes in.
I would go cry.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
That's a wild one.
But also good play.
Good on Maryland for hanging with them. Awad and I did the bracket yesterday on his show, one of the bracketology brackets. They're up there. They're floating in that 5-6 land or 5-4 land right now, where I think we're all projecting some upsets when it gets time to tournament time. It's a solid top. The ones and the twos are going to be really good this year in the tournament. I think the threes are pretty good, and then we're going to drop off, and we're going to have a lot of parity. Between 3 and about 13, there's going to be a lot of parity in this year's tournament. I think that's probably the ideal tournament for a lot of people. Ton of upsets on day one. I check back in April, and it's one seed's playing for the final four. I think that's the path America wants. You're also going to have some weird teams floating in there. You're going to have, you know, feisty Kentucky squad, first-year coach. Clearly, they can play some ball. Clemson's going to be a team not a lot of people want to play. Kansas hanging out as a 6-7 seed. Everybody is going to want to play them. UConn as an 8 or a 9 is going to create a big-time matchup that first weekend for somebody. I know they say they don't do that, but they do that. They're always trying to make that game, right? The 60 minutes game, the Sunday game, 4 o'clock, you know, 60 minutes a layer after the game in its entirety, except on the West Coast, you'll see it at its usual time. They're always making that game. They're always trying to do that. Should we slide in LeBron in this segment too? I think.
Oh, yeah.
You've been excited about this.
I've been waiting for this.
You've been waiting for this. Dwayne Wade on a podcast talking about when he knew the Heatles. That was the big three in Miami who, you know, came promising to win all those titles. Won titles, broke up a few years later. This is when he knew it was over.
Moment that this was the first moment where I had an inkling that LeBron may not be back. One thing you don't do is with LeBron cookies. No. This is serious. Like, he loves chocolate chip cookies. Like, chocolate chip cookies and ice cream, he loves, right? And so when he gets on the plane, Bron walks on the plane with a bag of food. One bag is all cookies, and the other bags are what his chef has prepared for him to eat, because he eats a certain way. He don't eat what's on the plane.
Yeah.
But, you know, he have his cookies. So we get on the plane, and we play cards at the front of the plane. We play cards, and then at some point, Bron gonna be like, hey, bring me those cookies. And this one day, he was like, hey, where my cookies at? And they had to come up there and whisper in his ear and tell him there were no more cookies on the plane.
Yeah.
That motherfucker sat back away from the game. He pushed that table, that car's back. He sat there quiet, doing his head like this. I was looking, I'm like, he ain't play cards no more. He sat there like this.
It's like, you gotta know, if this car gang gets shut down, it's serious.
Oh yeah, I
know.
It's serious.
If this car gang gets shut down, it's serious.
It was too much micromanaging at that point. Like, you're talking about a team who's four finals in a row.
Right.
You don't need to micromanage us. And yeah. And I felt that Rouse did. He went a little too far with his micromanaging.
Pat Riley, Riles, went a little too far with his micromanaging.
Uh-huh.
He took away LeBron's cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't take away the Thin Mints.
Don't take away the Thin Mints. Okay, but what kind of cookie was it?
That's chocolate what I chip.
He said chocolate chip?
Okay. I think he said chocolate chip before we started
the clip there. I just missed that.
I think he's a chocolate chip guy. Don't mess with LeBron. Don't mess with LeBron's cookies.
I'm also curious how many cookies he had. He's bringing a full
bag
of cookies.
A bag of cookies.
Yeah.
A bag of those athletes, though, like, they got routines.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess with the routines.
No.
Now, does he want him eating the cookies? No, I'm sure he doesn't. But if that's LeBron's routine,
mm-hmm.
and he's the greatest player in the world, man gets to eat his cookies.
I think LeBron gets his cookies. Why would you take that away from him?
That's the thing. The Luka Doncic and all this. Let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to smoke hookah. Like, we have to trade him. No, you don't. He's a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
If he keeps performing at a world-class athlete level, he gets to do whatever he wants to do.
And
those are the rules.
The cookies are such an innocent thing. He's not going to get in any trouble for his cookies.
I feel like LeBron doesn't get enough credit for being as famous as he's been for as long as he's been with no major scandals.
Exactly.
Like Tiger Woods scandal, yeah. Michael Jordan scandal. Like, LeBron's in that tier.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, all the scandals. And he's hosting guys at ski resorts now. Unbelievable.
Sketchy.
Derek Jeter scandals, A-Rod mm-hmm. scandals. He hasn't really.
Yeah.
For a guy who's been at that. And you're not going to give him his cookies?
The man wants one thing. He's not going to cause you trouble. He just wants cookies.
Unacceptable. give LeBron back his cookies. We got another hour for you. We'll take you to AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny will drive you home tonight. VCU basketball tomorrow, 7 o'clock against Davidson. You're listening to your home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That's the place you can win the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Listen for an hour a day and you're automatically entered to win. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Listen for an hour a day on the Odyssey app. You're automatically entered to win a trip for you and three friends to Las Vegas, 20 grand in spending money, and 5 nights at the Circa Resort and Casino during the big tournament. It's March, it's madness, it's all the things, and it is on 910 The Fan. Visit 910thefan.com for full details. It is March in 2 days, and it is Nutsy's Block Party this weekend, this Saturday, down at the Diamond in the shadow of CarMax Park. Is it? Comes to life, and nobody better to bring on as we get ready for all that than our guy Parney, host of Parney Time, which you hear on The Fan on the weekends, and all around good dude. Parney, what's up?
Well, it's going to be hard to do this radio interview when I've lost my voice.
Can you
hear me okay?
No, we gotcha. Oh no! So
I said to the lady at the Delta counter yesterday, me losing my voice is like Michelangelo losing his paintbrush.
It is possible the MP on the mic appearance is cursed. We had Trey Wilson on Tuesday, and we got Trey on, and he was about halfway through his first answer, and he kind of starts choking up a little. He said, I'm sorry, MP. I had a spicy breakfast sandwich a little while ago, and it's catching up to me right now, and I shouldn't have eaten it until after the appearance. So we can't rule out that there's an MP on the mic curse going on right now. Parney.
Of course, something happened to Trey Wilson that involved either food or live music. Those are the two things. Those are the two things that would affect Trey Wilson for sure.
On the bingo card, those are the two that are available. Parney joins us, and season two of Parney Time. We're cooking up. You're starting the group text on that which got me excited. I know there will be a ton of great guests. Here's where I want to start, because we had Lane Casadante on earlier. He was down in Phoenix covering spring training. We're not mad. Nobody's mad that he was down there while it was snowing here. We're just definitely not mad about that. But he was talking with Justin Verlander, who's a Giant now, and he pointed out something that I think I like conceptually knew but hadn't really processed. He's within 40 wins of getting to the 300 club. And if he has a good season this year, he could maybe chase what I think we all had written off as an impossible milestone, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. The whole thing, the longevity of his career, you know, the fact that he's a local guy, went to high school here, Gooch and legend. But the coolest thing, I think, is his parents, Richard and Kathy, are two of the coolest people I've ever met in my life. Like, they're really, really cool, and they're really, really great, and they're really, really supportive of their kids, but they're just normal. Like, you know, you wouldn't know that their one son is a future Hall of Famer and married to a supermodel, and their other son lives in L.A. and has a national podcast, is on Fox Sports on a weekly basis. I just saw Kathy at a mall, came up to me not too long ago and said, hi, Parney. I was buying some new shoes to match my pants. And she said, hi, Parney. Do you remember me? I'm like, Kathy Verlander. Of course I remember you. You're a legend. So I think that's going to be a fun story to watch, especially in connection just to the locality of us. You know, people even said to me at the National Sports Forum in Boston this week, yeah, it's really weird, the Giants in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm like, it used to be normal. You know, for the Pirates had a Triple-A team in Hawaii at one point. So it was nothing to be across country, but it's changed through the years. So we'll keep an eye on that spring training. I love Lane going out there. I know he talked to a bunch of the squirrels, and, you know, as we enter this season, I'm sure he talked to Pelf. But the Vert, to me, for the Giants, the Verlander thing is, besides all the squirrels being on the Giants roster this year, that's going to be the thing that I watch the closest. How can he do? How can his health hold up? And will he be enticed to hang on to try to run it at 300? Because you're right, in this day and age, I don't think that's ever going to happen again. Like, the two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell pitched for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 years in the big leagues before he ever pitched into the ninth inning.
That's insane, and that's the way it is right now. And I was in the crowd when Randy Johnson won his 300th. He did it in D.C. at Nationals Park, and he just barely cleared the mark. I think he ended up with 303. He's at Nats Park. He's going for 300. It's a rainy day. It's the final day of the series, and the Giants aren't coming back. And so, as you know, Parney, in that situation, they're playing the baseball game, especially with history on the line. And he comes out, and the ump does his best Enrico Palazzo impression, and we're just ringing dudes up left and right, like, well, let's get to the fifth inning here, folks. And got to the fifth inning, and then we slowed down to a nice leisurely pace, called it for the rain, and had ourselves a Randy Johnson celebration. But
you mentioned something. Let me interrupt you 1 second. You mentioned something about weather and me knowing we're going to play the game. There is several things that I don't miss in my semi-retirement. I'm very, 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 very happy that Lou and Ben and Oppo and everybody at the Squirrels allow me to still be, you know, a senior advisor in my semi-retirement. Weather calls, I would rather not do that ever again in my entire life. Number one, it was so stressful. Number two, Ben Rosebach's actually better at that than I was. He made some great calls last year for the Squirrels, but it's so important to a minor league team's business to get those weather calls correct. And the players' influence in it and the big leaguers' influence in it sometimes, that was a very stressful situation. But Ben Rosebach is way better at the weather calls than I ever was.
Parney joining us, battling through it. Parney's playing through it today. We appreciate that. Because, yeah, people blow you up on social media, right? Oh, Andrew Friedman says it's going to rain tonight. Why haven't you canceled the game yet? And the answer is, it might not rain. And if it doesn't rain, we got to play baseball. It's a beautiful summer night. Like, I got like 20 of these all year.
It's funny because when I was working in Altoona, and Ben Rosebach was by my side for 25 years. So I think he learned more from the weather calls of me screwing it up than he did from me getting it right. And in Altoona, we had a mountain over on the other side of Johnstown. And I didn't know this, but that mountain breaks up almost every storm that comes from Pittsburgh. And so I messed up so much so that Corey Geiger, who was the beat writer for the Altoona Curve, blew me up one time in the newspaper. So much so if you say the name Corey Geiger to Lindsay or Samantha Parnell, their middle finger will immediately come up anytime, because that was a scarred mark from their childhood about how their dad got blown up in the Altoona Mirror newspaper because he couldn't make a weather call right.
Oh, no, not the Altoona Mirror call out for Barney. Barney joins us on Thursdays for a little happy hour. Before I let you go, I do want to hear about Boston if you got any stories to share, because that sounded cool.
National Sports Forum is something I've been doing for almost 20 years. I was on the board of directors. It's marketing executives from every sport and all across the world. The Scrolls had a nice collection of their sponsorship people go this year. It was really great to see them grow up in amongst, you know, I mean, whatever team, name a team, and they're represented, the Packers, the Pirates, LA Rams, everybody, Pittsburgh Steelers. And this National Sports Forum actually has an award named after me called the Parney Award, and it's sponsored by Anheuser-Busch. So go ahead and make your jokes now. But it goes to the person every year that exhibits the most passion and energy for the sports marketing profession. And they've been giving that award out now for 12 or 13 years. And so that was one of the things that happened up there. We went to Gillette Stadium one night. We went to Fenway Park another night. So it's just a great, and everybody that wins the Parney Award joins something that JJ and I call the Wolf Pack. And we have a little group that has become very, very close through the years because of the National Sports Forum. So it was a great week, something we always learn. And for all of you that have ever called me for, like, tickets to the Phoenix Speedway or some golf tournament in California or the Green Bay Packers game, and if I've been able to do it and get you tickets to all that, it's because of people that I met at the National Sports Forum. So y'all can thank the National Sports Forum for all that. But now we're home and we're trying to fight through losing this voice so that we can go out to Nutsy's block party. Party time will actually have a table there, and Tanya Parnell will be the representative. I'm looking forward to bouncing around with my Squirrels friends and seeing everybody there, but Tanya's going to be there to promote season one, which included you, and season two, which also will include you, MP, as we get the date set for taping of season two on Party Time.
It's going to be a ton of fun. Rest up. Nutsy's Block Party, Saturday at the Diamond, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I was there last year. I did have a good time. Nutsy be there. Natasha be there. Party Time will have a table there. I don't know what more you could want. Single game tickets on sale. John Smoltz, opening night, Diamond Through the Decades this year. And, of course, you can watch CarMax Park go up across the street. There you go. I spared you the promos, Parney. I got you. Rest your voice. We'll see you Saturday. Have fun. Go nuts.
Have fun, go nuts. I also think people can put down deposits for 2026 on Saturday, too, to be the first season ticket holders at CarMax Park. So there's a lot going on. Come over and see us. Have fun, go nuts, MP.
All right, have a good one. More back and more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.